since we've had a few days since the jury came back with the convictions on Sheriff Buntzich, what seemed to be the shakeout within the county government center here? I guess maybe more like fallout, I suppose. People thinking about this, and how is that likely to have any impact, if any at all, on the upcoming caucus?
In my discussions with a whole lot of folks, and my own thoughts included, it was a sad day. It was a sad day for John Buntzich and his family. When that verdict was rendered, it was a sad day for the Democratic Party and for the folks in Lake County. Nobody takes any delight in what happened. But you know what? My obligation as chairman is to move the party forward. And that's how I've talked to people. I've said, you know, this incident, these kinds of activities that occur from time to time, there's just simply no room left for it in governing, nor is there any room left for it in our party structure, and we have to move on from it. And that's kind of the way I've looked at it. And after a couple of days of reflection, that seems to be the way most folks are looking at it. So everybody's looking forward to the future and what that may bring, whether it be in the caucus or in the primary next year.
Now, if you will, fill us in on the procedure that is going to happen on September 16th to let people know how this is all set up. How did you folks there within the Lake County Democratic Party organize this is such an important caucus in such a short period of time?
Well, you know, the first thing we do, Chris, is I look at them all the same. I consider every time an elected official has to be replaced at midterm for whatever the reason, under the statute, I consider it an important matter because you're right, it is a short period of time. But they don't make distinctions in the statute. It applies for the office of sheriff as it would for treasurer or auditor or any other office. But we're pretty much geared for it. We know what the notice has to contain. We know what the time limitations were. So we're preparing the notice now. It's our game plan to have the notice issued tomorrow. In other words, it'll be mailed tomorrow. And we're required to give at least 10-day notice of the caucus, and the caucus will be held Saturday, September 16th, in the auditorium at the Lake County Government Center. The caucus will begin at 10 a.m. The doors will open at 9 a.m. for registration. People have until when the notice is issued, from that point in time until 72 hours prior to the caucus, those who want to file have got to prepare a declaration of candidacy and statement of economic interest form and submit those to our Democratic headquarters in the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that there have been a number of people who have offered, at least to the media, their thoughts about wanting to run for sheriff. And I guess a number of these people, I'm sure, will probably put their, technically, hats in the ring, so to speak, for this position in the caucus coming up here. Tell us about some of the people who have that you know of, at least. And you mentioned as well in the past that there could be more candidates than the ones that we know of right now. But who are some of the people that are likely to announce that they would like to be considered in the caucus?
Well, some of the folks certainly that have indicated either to me and or to the media that they have a definite interest in running are there's Dave Dowling, who's the chief of police in Schererville. There's Oscar Martinez, who has been on the Lake County Police Force for a number of years and has previously run for sheriff. Dan Merchek, who's a commander on the police force and is a precinct committeeman, and I think the, I'm not exactly sure of his title, but it's a title with the labor folks, with the union folks. There's Roy Dominguez has expressed an interest, the former sheriff. I'm just trying to Richard Ligon from Gary, who has a military background, and I believe was a postal inspector and has run for sheriff before. He's expressed an interest. Recently, in fact, yesterday evening, I ran into the former county commissioner, Jerry Shube, who said that he has an interest in it. So Tom O'Donnell in the past has expressed an interest in it, the former county councilman. I haven't spoken to him recently about that.
He's an attorney in Highland, I understand.
He's an attorney in Highland, correct.
Okay.
and a former Lake County councilman. So there's a number of folks who have, those are the ones I can think that have publicly expressed an interest. Every once in a while you hear another name, but I'm not aware of any other folks now who I don't believe I'm aware of any that have expressed to me an interest in it.
Now, we know that there's good staff, very capable staff that is back in the Sheriff's Department that are actually running things as the vacancy continues. And at that point, after the caucus chooses somebody to fill the vacancy, that it may have somebody that maybe will sit in the office until the elections come up here and hold the office until the end of December 2018. Is that very possible? Or are we likely to see somebody when it all comes down after the vote on September 16th, that somebody is going to be a strong candidate for running for a position in the election?
I certainly think you'll see other people run in the primary, regardless of who's selected in the caucus. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that. The good thing from my perspective as chairman of the party is that when I look at the folks that have expressed an interest, all of them have a, well, with the exception of Jerry Shube, all of them have a law enforcement background, some of them really steeped in law enforcement administration, and they all have a good background in the community and a good political background. So from that perspective, I'm pleased to see that we have so many well-qualified candidates, and we're just going to have to see how it works out.
So actually, we'll just say that somebody happens to be chosen by the members of the caucus when they get together on that Saturday, and that person's going to obviously be in the seat for a while. They could,
right,
of course, run for the office on their own, and maybe, who knows, they might win, actually.
Oh, no question about that. I would be awful surprised to see someone who wins the caucus that then doesn't turn around and decide to run in the primary because they've demonstrated a clear interest in wanting to fill the office and to take the Sheriff's Department in the right direction. Now, I do know that the former Commissioner Shube has indicated that he would be more of a placeholder, go in there for the 15 months or so that would be left on the unexpired term, and then might not then run in the primary. Other than that, I don't know of any other candidates that wouldn't turn around and run in the primary.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lake County Democratic Party Chairman Jim Weiser about the September 16th caucus of all of the Lake County Democratic Precinct Committee members getting together at the Lake County Government Center on that Saturday to hear from the people who are interested in being Lake County Sheriff, whether it's a temporary for the year and some months to fill out the vacancy of John Buncich, or possibly maybe even continuing on in their own particular office in the future. We'll have to wait and see about that. In the people that you have talked to, Jim, that have told you about their thoughts about what has happened that's gotten everybody to this point of the caucus coming up here, do they think that maybe that this might be, and as you mentioned before, too, this turning point that you have hoped for and that you have pushed for as the Democratic Party chairman to see some turnaround to end the public corruption that Lake County seems to have been the epithet, I suppose, that has Lake County's been tarred with over the years?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, several have indicated that. And as I've said to them and as I've said to our city and town chairman in a meeting we had a while back, I believe very strongly in that. That's why I decided that I was going to run for chairman. That was one of the reasons I decided I was going to run for chairman. I don't think this party can move forward unless we give a clear indication to our constituents, to the people in this county, and to the folks in the state of Indiana that we're serious about ridding ourselves of this perception of corruption. And I've indicated that those folks that have been engaged in that kind of activity, there's no room for them in our party anymore. I don't want to be mean-spirited about it. I simply want to be realistic about it. We have to move forward. It's a new day. We have to get younger. We have to look for good, qualified candidates, and that's what I intend to do as the chairman of the party.
Now, let me ask you, I guess, on a side note, now we know that the Republican Party, obviously, is kind of sitting back and watching things as they have been developed. in the recent weeks, and certainly since the trial began for Sheriff Buntzich, and with the verdict on the guilty verdict that's been handed down. Have you heard anything either from Dan Durnell, who's the Lake County Republican Party chairman, or other people that are in the party that you're friends with and or acquaintances with, whether they see that whoever is chosen by the caucus is going to be a good, strong candidate that they're going to have to go up against in the November election of 2018?
Oh, if I understood the question, Chris, you mean that who the Republicans might be bringing forth as a well-qualified or strong candidate?
Certainly, they'll if they see that somebody comes out of the caucus meeting, and as the person who's filling the spot as Lake County Sheriff for the time being, and they do decide to run on their own, they're going to probably have an opportunity, and they're probably going to have to come up with an equally strong candidate as well, I would think, wouldn't they?
Well, I would imagine they would probably take a look at it as they do any other countywide office and make an assessment. Dan, I do periodically talk to Dan, who's a, as you said, is a dear friend of mine. Dan and I have been friends for years. We may have political differences, but we certainly respect each other and have our families have known each other for a long time. He hasn't mentioned anything to me about that. Mm-hmm. I think they'll probably take a look at it. I think they're going to wait and see what happens with the caucus and how strong that individual, whoever is the successful person, comes out and demonstrates how they intend to run the sheriff's department and hopefully run it in a no-nonsense fashion and a non-political fashion, just philosophically from a law enforcement perspective, where they'll say, that's our obligation. Our obligation is to patrol the unincorporated area. Our obligation is to operate an efficient a constitutional jail. And our obligation is to provide the best crime lab that we can in the state of Indiana and do those things that are the functions and responsibilities of the sheriff's department.
Well, it sounds like you have all of the nuts and bolts set to go for the September 16th caucus there in Crown Point, and we wish you all the best of luck. And certainly your colleagues in dealing with this, it's not easy to get 500 or so people in the same room together and get them to help go through this here, but obviously you've got the machinery ready to be able to consider whoever is put the name in as a candidate and to help get the vote. Hopefully you won't have too many ballots that have to be cast on that day.
That'd be really nice, Chris. I strongly suspect there'll be at least several, but we'll get it done.